God knows when you respect the man of God. You can act some other way just trying to cover up. God knows when you really have that respect. He knows he's like some of these children out here. They respect me to high heaven. Everything is, yes, sir. No, sir. Now, I ain't going down and diagnose all your kids. I love them all. I love all your children. I have a good time with them. Them three boys there, brother and sister Ross, I don't know what they do to them. I beat them every day to make them do it. Then boys, anytime I say anything to him, yes, sir. No, sir. Even that little old fellow there, Michael Pitchfork Roth Jr. He got the nickname Pitchfork because he stuck Pitchfork in his brother's face. Bless his heart. If I say anything to that little old fella, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God's going to honor that. He's going to honor you, your children. He'll honor. He honored this woman here. Elisha called the woman. Gehazi said, bring her here and let her stand to my door. He didn't tell her to come in the room. Come stand at the door. Said at the time of life, it takes to have a baby, you're going to have one. Oh, don't you lie to me, man of God. And boy, she went out of there happy. She did. 9 months, she had a baby. And then the baby died when he was 5 or 6 years old. He was out with his dad in the field reaping the grain one fall. After that, he had a sunstroke or something, and he died. She took that little old boy and laid him on the prophet's bed. You ever had this happen? Yes. One time. One time. I've seen a dead baby raised to life. Dead as a mackerel. God don't do it every time. He didn't do it for Elisha with all the babies in the country. But he did it enough. And Elijah, they had one each. She laid him on the bed. She sent a to her husband, said, send me a donkey quick. So I got to go to the man of God. It's not new moon. It's not the Sabbath. What are you going for? It shall be well. Didn't even tell her husband that the little boy was dead. A great woman? Oh, I just wring my hands and I scream and I pull my hair and I run and I butt the wall and I make all kind of contortions. Not that woman. She had respect for God and the man of God. Said, why are you going to the man of God? It shall be well. Woo! Praise God. They don't make them like that very often. But thank God we got a few examples. She went to the man of God. Oh, Lord. He said, she fell at his feet. Said, the Lord's hid this thing from me. The Lord's hid it. I don't know what in the world this woman wants. And then she said, didn't I tell you not to lie to me that I was going to have a son? Oh, then he opened up. Oh, then he understood. That son was dead, and that mother was grieved. He said to his servant, take my staff and go lay it on that boy. So she laid it up there in the loft on his bed. Now here he is. You gave him, you the fella that caused me to get him. Now you the fella that caused me to keep him. Gehazi, go lay my staff on that boy. Well, you might do it, the woman said, but I ain't leaving you. You going with me. Well, she prevailed. He went with her. He went up to the room where he often passed by. Now, remember, they're about 75 miles from her house, and they got to ride all that distance on a donkey. Now, that wasn't no short trip. That wasn't nothing easy. And there she'd ridden that far, and now she had to ride back. Boy, that's some respect and faith, isn't it? You don't do things like that just off the cuff. He went with her. He went up to that room. He laid down on that little child. He breathed in his nostrils 7 times. And the seventh time, praise God. And the Lord heard the voice of Elisha and sent that soul back to that baby's body. Woo! Praise God. In Arkansas, had that happen. There was a woman around there. That woman had more respect for me than I ever seen out of anybody, hardly. Sister Fancy Adams. That little old girl, she died. She called me after the baby died. Said, Brother Pringle, I did what you told me to do, and the baby died. Lord, God have mercy. I knew I was going to get run out of town if God didn't do something to save that, revive that baby and save me. I was going to get run out of town. Because I was already highly unpopular for teaching divine healing. I'd almost got in jail with another little boy that's almost dead, and God healed him in time when the welfare agent come. He was passed on, went to sleep, and he wasn't sick no more, and they didn't bother me for telling their parents to trust God. And here, you told me to trust God, and this is what happened. I did just what Elisha did. I got down there and breathed on that little old girl, right down in her nose, and prayed and cried and walked down around in that house and went outside, just walked outside, trying to think and meditate, determine what I was going to do. When I walked back in that house, that baby was sitting back, sitting up in bed. Oh, Lord. God don't do them things dime a dozen. That don't happen every day. Oh, Lord. That's why I preach this respect and honor to whom honor is due. 1 Kings 17, please. Got two more scriptures here. 1 Kings 17, Elijah the Tishbite was of the inhabitants of Gilead. He said to Ahab, the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the Lord told him to get hence to the brook Cherith, and the ravens will feed you. He stayed there 6 months, and the brook dried up. And here's what happened. Verse 8, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon. That's up there where Lebanon is. Wasn't in Israel. And dwell there. Behold, I've commanded a widow woman there to sustain you. The widow woman didn't even know it. She was commanded to sustain. Now, she'd heard about Elisha. She knew about him. Them foreigners had more respect for him than the church did. He arose and went to Zarephath. When he came to the gate of the city, but the woman was gathering of sticks, he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And while she was going to get the water, he called and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in your hand. See, he wore out, running away, getting away from Jezebel and Ahab. Traveled a long way. From Gilead to Zarephath up there in Lebanon, about 75 or 80 miles. And he's walking. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse, and behold, I'm gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, hey, take some faith and respect for this to happen. That's the last you've got to eat. No hope and no more. Fear not. Go and do as I said, but make me a little cake first. Make me a little cake. Didn't say cake, period. Make me a little cake first. That's enough to get you run out of town. You know that? Going to take a widow's and her son's last little cake. And no hope of no tomorrow. There ain't none for tomorrow. A famine's on. It ain't rained in 6 months and ain't going to rain in 3 more years. No hope for tomorrow. Make me a cake first. Woo! Boy, he stood there. Eat that, drink that water, and said, thank you, ma'am. Said, now go in there and look in your barrel that you just emptied out. There wasn't nothing left.